Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include fitness classes, community education, information, and referral. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or
receive
services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos. And I want to get right back to our guest, who is Matty Arisich, who is the president of the Nassau-Suffolk Building and Construction Trade Council. And there's a lot of questions for Matty. I'm putting my business partner on, Peter Janowski, because he has some. And then we're also going to talk about what Otto was talking at the break.
Hey, Matt. I have a quick story to relate. And it was briefly about what you were talking about, how to vote. And what's important to union members and how to vote. And I stand, I'm going to try and keep this as least political as possible. So my grandfather came to this country around the turn of the century to escape religious persecution. And he lied about his age to get in the country. He got drafted into the army, sent back to Europe to fight in World War I, became a POW, came home, brought up two boys during the Depression. One was killed in the Korean War. And He was a member of the International Lady Workers Garment Union for most of his life. He was a dressmaker. And to the day he died, and this is going to sound a little harsh, but to the day he died, he always said, when the American worker's stomach is full, they're the dumbest voters. And complacency is an issue. And unfortunately, when you have a good economy, people tend to forget history. And I happen to feel that there's a big lack of labor history, labor history education in this country. And I've always felt like that. And I see it through the generations now. Unfortunately, it started in the 80s. Unions were starting to get busted. A lot of people weren't even born then. They have no idea what this country went through to get some of the benefits that we have now. And I'll just leave it there.
Well, there's no doubt you are accurate in everything that you've said. In fact, some have said that, you know, we've lost the will to fight. Now, that's not true. But what I can tell you is that during the past 20 to 25 years, there has not been much suffering when it came to the people, even in the building trades, which means that, like you said, they've had full bellies. They've gone to work. You know, if they were unemployed, they'd get unemployment. And then at that point, they took it almost like a vacation. However, they're losing the big picture, which is we have to fight every day for every scrap of work, so that we don't have a continuous erosion. It's no different than the beach. You know, you're looking at the sand on the beach. Those sands, each grain is a person. And what happens is, as the storm comes in, it removes more and more from our fields or from our roles. And I will tell you that if we don't change the opinion of what it is to be union and to go ahead and stick together, we're going to further erode. Now, we've made great strides in the last 18 months, partially with COVID, believe it or not, because we stuck together. You know, with all the things that we put together, such as supporting those that are in the Long Island Federation of Labor, supporting the police departments, the fire departments, the doctors, all of the work that we put together so that everybody can still maintain a social life as much as possible and keep the economy going. That's what building trades and the Long Island Federation of Labor do, is we inject ourselves into the process. Because we want to make sure that, as you said, it's not political. It's the idea that we want to make sure that we are the economic generator for the economy.
I know you can jump in now with your question.
Yeah, well, one of the things that I read on your website is this program called Opportunities Long Island. And I know this show is supposed to be for seniors, older people, but lots of seniors have grandchildren who are looking for ways to make a living. And sometimes they come and they talk to their grandparents about it. Hopefully they do. And I was just curious as to, it looked to me like you can try to get into almost any trade within the building and construction world through this program. And I thought maybe it'd be good if you could elaborate on that and tell us a little bit about that program.
Sure. So just so everybody knows, this idea of having a closed door to anybody is not true. That is actually some of the stuff that's been pushed by, say, the non-union contractors or by people that just don't like unions in general. I will tell you that we have different ways of negotiating policies with the affiliates, and those affiliates have actually took the right perspective and says, we want to support Opportunities Long Island, which is it's a pre-apprenticeship program to give people a certificate. And the idea is that they want to choose a trade which is effectively going to get them out of poverty, give them the ability to have a skill set, and give them the middle class opportunity that they long for. Some people are not meant to go to college. Some people just choose not to go to college. Some people can't afford to go to college. This can address all of this. And in a diversity issue, it's open to men and women of color. And the idea is it doesn't matter where you're from. The building trades is a very open kind of a message when it comes to labor. And I will tell you that my family has been very fortunate. I have more than 100 years of heritage in the locals, more than 103 years. I don't know what it's like to suffer. Why? Because the union has been there for us. It has provided the health care we needed, the retirement, the opportunities to continue to go to work. And when you're in the building trades, every job, okay, every job is a temporary job. And the idea is that you move from one job to the next and create the opportunities so that there are more jobs going forward. It's a career. And that's the whole thing, is we can make a career for everyone. And with the new infrastructure that's coming along, there'll be plenty of room for people in the Opportunities Long Island. So whether you want to be an electrician, an iron worker, a plumber, a roofer, an insulator, a steam fitter, a tile, marble, and terrazzo person, a carpenter, all these trades are all open. And each one of these groups are visited by OLI, which is Opportunities Long Island, to make sure that they give a wide perspective of what each particular trade does. In addition to OLI, there's also non-traditional employment for women. There's also Helmets to Hard Hats, which helps our veterans. And the other is Path 2-4, which is the previously incarcerated, which are looking to go ahead and turn their life around. All of these things are very quiet things that we do through the building trades. Should we focus more on that and make it a highlight? And the one thing is, I would say yes. The other thing is, the building trades people are not really comfortable, including myself, in getting credit for anything. We just want to provide the opportunities so everybody else can do their talking. Ours is simply not to go and pound our chest and say, we're the winners. We want to make everybody else the winner.
With that program, like on the website, there's about 15 boxes, I guess, with all the different trades that you mentioned. Is there a requirement for this person? Do you have to be poverty ridden, or can a person, who maybe even just got through some years of college or whatever, but decides college is not for them and they want to get into electrical work or whatever. Is there any kind of restriction in terms of who's limited to come into this program?
There are no limitations. However, there is a policy which we're looking to take those out of disadvantaged communities. However, it doesn't mean that someone cannot get into the program. But in addition to that, if you're not in a disadvantaged community, or if you have prior experience, you can apply directly to the apprentice programs for every one of the locals. So those are the things that are the best opportunities for the middle class. I'll tell you why. For years, schools would go ahead and have their guidance counselors push for college. You should go for this. And they're directing the kids, say, you'd be best focused to go into chemical engineering, or you should be a doctor. You should be a teacher. You should go into computer science. Well, the ironic part is, the kids are not making their choices. And I will ask this question to everybody who listens. The question is, when you got out of high school, do you think you'd be doing the thing you're doing now? And the answer is, everybody says no. More than 95% of the people who said, I'm going to be doing something, are not. They're doing something either completely different or something along the lines that they like better. So working with community groups are actually the best possible way of getting people into the trade. And I'll tell you why. It's someone who has one or two kids who's gone through the road of having dead end jobs, who says, now I need a career. I have to provide for my family. Opportunities Long Island is exactly that thing, which can give them the opportunity to get into a trade and provide for their family.
I think it's great. What's the market like right now because of the COVID situation in terms of opportunities within the various trades? Are there still openings or opportunities or?
Yeah, the apprentice programs are back and running. And at that point, then everybody can have applications. So application drives are actually in at this moment. And everybody can find out about them just by going on Google, which is Google New York State Apprentice Programs. And you'll find a list of everything through the building trades and other things such as non-building trades. But the idea is all you have to do is make the contact. The best thing about the building trades is you earn while you learn. If you go to school, you have 4 years of college and you're going to pay for that. And at the end, you had no health care, you've earned no pension credit, and you have a debt at the end, which you have to pay off, which is your loans. With the building trades, I'll give you the opportunity to have 4 years of education completely paid for. I'll have 4 years for you that you'll have an earning and you'll have four pension credits. And at the end, you'll have zero debt. It's the model that works for everybody. And then you could still advance yourself to go to college. You could do both. I went to school when I was 36 years old at NYU, graduated when I was 39. So everybody has the opportunity. It's what you make of it.
You know, I think what Matt's saying is the most important thing. It's what the individual wants to make of it. The opportunity is there. And I didn't even know as much that is there with these different programs. But it's staggering. Because not everybody has to go to college. I don't even know myself why people just, you know, it just seems like college is the new high school. But why? You know, you could wind up, and obviously I know Matt knows Alan Foley. I believe you do, because Alan was on a year ago, and he just has nothing but praise and thanks for the union, because where he is today, he's got a house, he's got a wife, and he doesn't have the wife because of the union, but he's in a very good position. He's in a very good position because of the union. And it's very important for young people today. That's why it amazes me. I just have one question, and we're going to have Maddie on for a full 1 hour show. But especially with the trades that you're overseeing, a lot of people bring in non-union work, and you don't want to discuss this today. We don't have to.
No, we can.
Aren't there regulations, etc., that you know, like? Schools and hospitals, nobody should have people that just say, I can handle a hammer so I can come in.
Yes. What you're looking at is, again, talking about the unskilled part, well, all of a sudden they become part of either a group or they become part of a contractor and they just all of a sudden think that they can perform the work. Listen, you know, we've been successful for a long time. I want to ask this question. Name 10 companies that you know that have been around for more than 100 years. They don't come to mind, do they? But I can tell you about 26 that have been around for more than 125 years and have changes in leadership every 10, 12, 15 years, unlike the other companies, which have three generations. We'll have changes every 10 or 12 years. And it's a successful business. That's the building trades. And the reason is because we adapt to changes. We make sure that everything that we have can provide success for everybody, whether it be the pension routines, sitting on trust funds for hundreds of million dollars. Absolutely. Those are the things that make us successful. We are no longer the guys who stamp your foot on the ground, bang your hand on a table and say, you know, yeah, 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 scream, scream, scream. More of us are becoming educated because it's a necessary evil.
Okay. I mean, I can see it too. Because it's staggering. I think the abuse that's out here for young people trying to make a living, yet when you have somebody like Maddie overseeing all these unions and there are opportunities, not for a week, not for a summer, but for a lifetime.
Right.
Maddie, I want to thank you so much for coming on. And I do. Christina's going to talk to you because I really would like you to come on for a full hour show. This was just, we were talking and this was phenomenal. Nothing more than phenomenal, but I know you got
My apologies for being a little bit late, but I will tell you that if you schedule this and you want it for an hour, I don't care if you do it for 2 hours. I don't care if you do it an hour a day for 5 days in a row. How's that sound?
I appreciate it because you got a great story. And the more we get it out there, the better it is for everybody, especially like Otto's grandchildren. Thank you, Maddie, so much. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here. That's true, mine too, on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.